Greetings. Welcome to Elaine's Literary Salon. We are so excited to share our upcoming events, including this amazing one with Irene Bennett. History will come alive with her new novel, which portrays the making of the very real Bells of Marquis Yi, a 2,500-year-old national treasure of China. Irene, we are so excited to have you May 2nd, 2026, from noon to 3. We're going to have a fantastic Sunday brunch. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, PR director for the amazing salon at 208 Queen Street. Please come get your free ticket, friends. But first, hear about Irene's book and her background. So take it away.
Well, I have traveled a lot in my lifetime and lived in a lot of different places. But the thing that I've always done consistently is find the main library and get a library card. And so when I moved to Hong Kong, I did that. And then I roamed around their extraordinary central library building and started walking through these very open shelves of books. And I saw a book entitled Suspended Music. And I thought, what is that? And of course, I looked at the book, discovered the author had deliberately chosen the title because the music was about hanging chime bells and bells that had not been heard for 2,500 years. So I sat down and started reading that book and became entranced with the story of a tomb that had been excavated in the 1970s that was filled with 15,000 items, but among them were 125 musical instruments. I had never heard of a tomb full of music, so I thought, I want to know about this. And so I just went on, you know, a curiosity trip and started learning about the tomb and learning about Chinese history. And one day I was reading about these wars 2,500 years ago, and I thought, I should write a story for boys. These wars are really fascinating, especially one of them that had elephants with torches tied to their tails to attack the enemies. And so I went back to the book to look up an answer to a question that I had, and I saw one sentence. It said, "No one knows who made these bells nor why." And I said, I do. So I had the end of a story, and I had to create what happened before that to get to the end of the story. So that's how the book came about. And since I was living in Hong Kong, I did lots of original research. And I had never written a historical novel before. I was writing about a culture that I'd never lived in until then. I was writing about people, you know, who were quite different from me. And as it turned out, I had a male protagonist. So here I was, an old white woman writing a story about a young Chinese boy. So I was feeling very out of my comfort zone. And so I really over-researched. But when you do historical novels, you always over-research.
So Battle of the Artisans, where does the title come from?
Well, the bells are made of bronze, and therefore they had to be created in a foundry. And so craftsmen who work with metal would be called, you know, as a general term, would be called artisans. And then that was my original thought about artisans. But I did what Stephen King does. He says that he starts with a situation, he writes a story, and then he puts it in a drawer for at least 3 months. And when he takes it out, he asks himself, what did I write about? Well, I did that with this book. I finished it and just put it away. And again, because of my lack of confidence about what I was writing out of my comfort zone. And when I took it out and read it, I went, oh my goodness, I thought I wrote a book about making bells, but I really wrote a book about a father and a son in conflict. Mm. So the story, they themselves are artisans, so the battle is between the father and the son, but it's also with a vengeful king, and it's also with the task of making this 10,000-pound instrument that has 65 bells on three tiers of two racks. They fill a stage like an orchestra does. I mean, they are a gigantic instrument. Very, very impressive. And so I had everybody battling everybody by the time I finished the story, hence the title.
No, oh, I love it. It's so interesting. And before we finish, because this is just a commercial and our, you know, for your event on May 2nd, and our fantastic host, Jeffrey James Higgins, a best-selling thriller novelist, will be doing the interview. So I don't want to take away from that thunder. But tell us just a little bit about you before we depart.
Okay, I have been a teacher all my life and a minister, and I have written in every form that you would do professionally, for curriculum, for books, for magazine articles, for newspapers. I mean, I've just done it all. And I'd always thought I would love to write fiction, and I never did it. And so when we went to Hong Kong, I said to my husband, I'm not working. You go do your job, and I'm going to learn about Chinese people, and I'm going to write fiction. And so that's how that happened. It turned out quite well. I did what every author does with a debut novel. I sent it to logical places and it was rejected. And I put it back in a drawer and said, okay, I'm gonna forget about this. But I had this friend who kept saying, there in Hong Kong, there's a publisher who wants Asian stories and they have a contest for fiction. And so she just hounded me, a British friend of mine, send your manuscript to them. And I did, and lo and behold, I won the prize. So that's how the publication came about.
What a great story. Oh, we're going to learn about that and more. Battle of the Artisans, the amazing Irene Bennett is coming to Elaine's Literary Salon May 2nd for brunch, 12 to 3. Please get your free ticket, Irene Bennett.eventbrite.com, and go to elainesliterarysalon.com to find out all the background and all the amazing things about Irene. So we can't wait to see you and fill up the whole restaurant with your fans and friends. So people, we will see you soon. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, proud publicist for Elaine's Literary Salon. Irene, congratulations on your new book. I can't wait to read it myself and to bring this information to all of our listeners, readers, and viewers. Thank you, and we'll see you May 2nd. All right, y'all, we'll see you soon. Thank you.
Bye.